Chapter 1. Initial Plans and Preparations for the Use of the Militia, 1775-1776. The first clash at Lexington, Massachusetts, in April 1775, ignited a war that pitted the colonial militia against the might of the British Empire. The American colonies contained no standing military forces of their own at that time. The colonists relied instead on their internal militia organizations for immediate security needs, and on the British Army and Navy for meeting larger and longer-term threats. Thus, when the fighting started in Massachusetts, the American rebels immediately turned to their colonial militia forces for their defense, and the best troops in the Royal Army were seen, to the surprise and joy of every lover of his country, flying before the raw, inexperienced peasantry. The proper use of these citizen soldiers was a complex issue that challenged the rebels, or Whigs, throughout the war. The Whigs could use their militia forces as the basis for a united field army, or avoid a national army altogether and use the militia as independent armies within each colony. On the other hand, the rebel leaders could create a national army of full-time soldiers and rely on the militia organizations as local security forces within the individual colonies. While deciding these issues, the Whigs also had to improvise a workable system for controlling the militia. Company and regimental officers, colonial governments, and the emerging National Congress and Continental Officer Corps all had claims on the militia. And the American rebels had to forge a working relationship among these different levels of authority. By the spring of 1776, the American leaders had established the basic principles concerning the control and proper functions of their militia forces. Though these principles received many challenges during the long war, at least the rebel leaders had established a basis of understanding and agreement from which to work. The British were not overly concerned about these rebel preparations to employ the militia, except for General Thomas Gage, who warned that the battle near Bunker Hill showed the Americans could be effective soldiers, and perhaps except for Lord Geoffrey Amherst, commander-in-chief in England, British military and political leaders held the colonists in contempt. British Army officers who had served in North America prior to the outbreak of war dismissed American military abilities and argued that the colonists would make the worst possible soldiers. Much of this negative attitude toward colonial military prowess came from the experiences of the French and Indian War. British military leaders from that earlier war saw the colonists as cowardly, sickly, selfish deserters. A British surgeon in Boston in 1775 had several other criticisms. Americans were a drunken, canting, lying, praying, hypocritical rabble without order, subjection, discipline, or cleanliness, and their army would fall to pieces of itself. The consensus was that the militia could not stand up to British regulars. William Howe, who later succeeded Gage in command of the British Army in North America, believed a British soldier was worth two American soldiers. The song Yankee Doodle, sung later by Americans in praise of the country people who made up the militia, was at first popular with the British soldiers, who sang it in derision of the American militia. Despite this contempt, some British leaders seemed to understand the nature of the war they faced in 1775. Henry Clinton, who would become the third British Army commander in North America, and William Howe, both saw the wider dimension of the war that made this contest different from the typical European wars of territorial conquest. As Clinton said in 1776, the British had to persuade the American people to return to their former allegiance by winning their hearts and minds, to use a modern phrase. Sir James Murray, a Scottish officer, recognized a key problem for the British when he described the colonists in 1775 as 3 million exasperated to the last degree and inflamed to the highest pitch of enthusiasm. We have too many instances of what that enthusiasm has been capable of producing, not to be very doubtful of the event. This enthusiasm, combined with a country 1,000 miles long, worried Murray, notwithstanding the general contempt for colonial soldiers. The British who criticized the militia, however, misunderstood the colonial soldiers and what they had become by the 1770s.